For the schedule, I'd like to do this packet on Minhagei Sfira today. In addition, tomorrow we have, because we can chazer it, and we have a chumash shir. If you want, we can have a shir earlier. Since it's reading week, we can have earlier shir if you want. But we'll see. Yeah. What? Early shir, okay. So we'll see when. Like, what time should we have it? 11?
45.
What? What time?
11.
You're around 11-ish, I guess. Okay. Minhagei Sfira, I try to tackle three questions in this packet. We know we have certain restrictions during this period. So there are three questions. Why, what, and when? Why these restrictions? What are they? What are the restrictions? And when? When are the restrictions? The why, the what, and the when. And you should know, even though it's such a common thing, if you'd ask anyone in the street, they would not know exactly how to answer these questions. So I'd like to give you precise answers to the why, to the what, and to the when. So the Gemara in Yevamos, the famous Gemara that everyone knows, on Samach Beis and Medeis, says that Rabbi Akiva Omer, Limit Torah Bel Yaduso, if you learn Torah in your youth, you should learn Torah when you're older. And if you had Talmidim in your youth, you should still have Talmidim in your elder age because you don't know which are going to last. So you shouldn't say, well, I had Talmidim in my youth, so that's enough. And then the Gemara continues and says, Shneimasar Elef Zugim Talmidim, right, 12,000 pairs of Talmidim, Hayu Lola Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had Mikvas Vadan Tifras, Vekula Mesu Beperek Echad. And they all died in one time frame. And the Gemara says, what was that time frame? First wide line. Also, Shatana Kula Mesu Miperesach Va'aratzeres. They all died from Pesach to Shavuos. And they died in a Misara, or some type of Askara. Okay? So it's interesting that the Gemara does not mention that there's an Isser, therefore, to do anything. Like the Gemara on Tainus, when it talks about Tisha B'Av, so it says, and therefore you can't do this, you can't do that, Shavuot Shechalbo, you can't do this, you can't do that, Sudah Masah. The Gemara just says, as a matter of fact, this is what happened. The Gemara doesn't say, therefore, there's a restriction for anything. So where do these restrictions come from? Where do these restrictions come from? So the first restriction is brought down to Tshuvas HaGaonim on page 2. And the first restriction is about marriage. So you don't get married in this period of time. Now we have to see, now the when is a separate question. Based on this Gemara, it's mashma the whole from Pesach to Shavuos. Right? That's what it's mashma. But the Tshuvas HaGaonim says, Sha'altem lama ein mekatshim ein kontzim ben Pesach latzeres, imach mis iser olav, hava yodim shlo mishum iser hu, el mishum minag avelos. It's a minag avelos, shekach omru chachamim shnei masar, alofim zugim talmidim hayu lo Rebbe Akiva. Chulam mesu ben Pesach latzeres. You shouldn't get married. If you did get married, we're not going to fine you. but we don't get married. Aval im bo lishol lechatchila, if you go to the Rav and ask him, hey, I want to get married, can I get married during this time? Ein morim lo lichtos. We don't let him, we tell him he shouldn't get married. Well, in the kedushin, misharol lechatzal lekadesh, mepesel lechatzeres mekadesh, v'shei lechatzichem el b'chuppah. Whereas in the days of Chazal, or the earlier days, you know, the kedushin was done, and then a year later they had the chuppah. Today we do everything together. But theoretically, he says, there's nothing wrong with having kedushin during Sfira. The issur is to have a chuppah. And that's the ikar chasana. So the Gaonim are the first, they could be, they're referring back even to earlier, to their, but the earliest recorded source of not getting married, because that's a type of avelus. Even though in regular Hilchas Avelus, if you weren't Makayim Peruvu, you can get married during Shloshim. But simple pshat is, this was the minhag, not to get married because of Avelus for Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. And that's the Tshuvas Hagadol. So that's one of what, not getting married. Kedushin you can have. People ask all the time, can I get engaged? For sure you can get engaged. If you want to get engaged today. You can get engaged. Because you can even do Kedushin, so Kal v'chomer, you can get engaged. Okay? So get engaged. Sure. That's number one. Then, there's another famous source, and that's the drasha of Rabbi Yoshua ibn Shuib. That's a very chashuv svarim. He's a Talmud of the Rashba. And the Beis Yosef quotes this. So he says, so take a look further down where I put the arrow. First word in the line of Alderecha Kabbalah. Alderecha Kabbalah tam lefi she'ein omim zman ela al simcha. Those questions, why don't we say Shechiyanu by Sfira? So it's not a time of simcha. V'ze in yonu more din liyodim ki omer b'min ha'sa'orim. So he says another thing. That the time of between Pesach and Shavuos, irrespective of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, is a zman of din. The Zohar says, the Or Chaim quotes, it's like the 7 weeks is like the Nida, getting 7 days of, you know, getting out of her Nida period. And, I mean, Pesach, we were very, we were over there, Avodah Zarah, in Mitzrayim. So we have to cleanse ourselves from Matan Torah. So it's a time of din, and that's why the Omer is from Seorim. Seorim is Machal Behema. So that's something more austere. So even irrespective of the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, it's a zman of din of in this time. Some want to say that's good for why they died in this time, since it's a zman of din. That's why they got punished Dafkin this time. But in other words, it's not that pshat that before Talmidei Rabbi Akiva it was a happy time. Even prior to the death of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, it was a zman of din. So then he continues, first line on page 4, and he says, Luke Korban Hasota. He says, right, in other words, the Omer is made out of Sorim, just like a Sota. Because sort of we, Klal Yisrael is like the Sota. We're like the unfaithful wife. And just like the unfaithful wife had to bring a korban of Sorim, and Sorim is Machal Behema. Because the unfaithful wife was acting like a Behema. So to Klal Yisrael. So he says, Lochei nogu lagadal sofam aratzeres. So from this came the minhag to what? To not to shave, to literally means to grow your mustache. Doesn't mean dafke your mustache. It means the way of saying not to shave. Then comes him noshim b'zeh perek. Then he, and that's why, because it is mandin. Then he says, "Avol pishiyesh tam acher b'midrash." Even though in the midrash there's another tam, and that's the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, but still, this is a tam on its own right. So this is the earliest source that we see that both minhagim, the minhag of what, not to shave. And the minhag of not to get married. And Rabbeinu Yerucham on page 5 says this as well. He also quotes the same idea of the Rabbi Shua ibn Shua. He quotes the idea that it's a korban sota, etc. And the Tashbates. Says true v'isin nesuin min a pesach haratzerach lahuskar b'talmud ela min hagam shol Yisrael. Right, it's not in the Talmud because the Gemara never said since they died, therefore you have to not do it. It's not in Shas, but it's minig Yisrael. And then he says because of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Okay. Okay, so those are the two watts, Tesporus and the Suin. Later in the Shir, we'll see that there's more than two watts. And we'll have to see why.
What does shaving have to do with Din?
Because Din is related to remorsefulness, tshuva, avelus, these type of things are all connected. That was when it's a time of, where, serious mode, things like that. Okay. Now, this idea as well, that these, the period from Pesach and Atzeres is something special, is found in the Arizal. If you look on page 9 of Chaim Vital, quotes from his Rebbe, the Arizal. He says, Mori Zal, lo hayo mistaper me'erev Pesach ad erev Shavuos, klal v'ikr, lo b'rosh chodesh v'lo b'lag ba'omer. V'amar le'atam shalo g'lech v'yomim eluk. And then he quotes some Kabbalistic idea. But the Arizal had this minhag. When I was growing up, this was the common thing. Not exactly. The common thing when I was growing up is no one took haircuts the whole Omer. Only a Lag BaOmer. That was what everyone did. These ideas of part of the time, not of the part, it wasn't as common those days. It was the whole... Except for Lag BaOmer. The Arizal, he didn't even do it on Lag BaOmer. Because these days are special days, Kabbalistically, even without the whole idea of the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Okay. Oh, maybe we'll put it now. Now that we'll take a look in the Mogen Avraham. Well, let's do all the watts now. Okay, now that we're on the watt mode. So we had Nisuin. You can't get married. You get engaged. Not married. And Tisporus. Says the Mogen Avraham on page 13. The Shulchan Aruch says the first line of La'aris v'lekadesh shapir domi. You're allowed to get engaged. You're allowed to mekadesh a woman. Says the Mogen Avraham, Shem yikadmenu acher. Right? V'nirali demutu lasas b'oso pam sudas erisin. You can even make a suda. As you can have a l'chaim. You can make a suda. Avalasas rikudim u'mecholos shal rishus nogu la'asor. So, rikudim u'mecholos shal rishus, meaning it's not a sudas mitzvah. Sudas mitzvah is only the wedding itself. The l'chaim is not a sudas mitzvah. The vort is not a sudas mitzvah. Even though it's going to lead up to a mitzvah. So therefore, you can't have rikudim u'mecholos. But you see from here, Rav Abadi pointed out to me, that if it is a sudas mitzvah, then even rikudim u'mecholos are mutter. Because it's only if it's a sudas rishus. No, alasos rikudim u'mecholos al rishus is no gulasa. So that's why he told me, Rav Abadi, that if somebody's making a bar mitzvah during this time, so then they can have rikudim u'mecholos, they can have dancing. If you made shidduchim, in other words, you have an engagement party. In there, the engagement party was more serious than what we have today, meaning the families would actually obligate, you know, monetary things if they back out, or monetary things for the wedding. It's just, you know, get together and have some food. And so there you can't have rikudim u'mecholos. But if you have a sudas mitzvah, then you can have rikudim u'mecholos. So that's the example Rav Abadi gave me, is a bar mitzvah. If you have a bar mitzvah celebration during Sfira, you can technically have rikudim u'mecholos. So rikudim u'mecholos is not in the early sources. Because the early sources of the Tshuvas HaGaonim and the drasha of Rav Yoshua ibn Shuib is all about Nesuim and about Tisporus. But about, so the first source of Rikudim Mecholos is this, and it's only Osir by Sudas Rishus. Only Osir by Sudas Rishus. Now, comes the Aruch HaShulchan, on page 20, second arrow. Achlor rikudim u'mecholos v'kosher ken she'osu l'zamer b'kli zemer. In other words, to have live music is also part of this rikudim u'mecholos. But sudas rishus, sudas mereis, is mutter. Say you want to get together and have a party, just 15 friends want to get together and have a party without rikudim u'mecholos, so then they can have it, because there's no iser of simchas mereis. There's no iser of simchas mereis. It's iser of tisporus, the suin, and the Mogen Avraham has this thing of rikudim u'mecholos. And the Aruch HaShulchan says it's mistaber if rikudim u'mecholos are aser, then kli zemer is also aser. But Rav Abadi told me he thought that, say you want to just play your musical instrument to yourself, you just want to sit home and play your guitar or your clarinet or whatever. So then he thought that that's okay. Right, because, in other words, the idea is to have rikudim u'mecholos at a dover shav, at a party, you know, and klizemer at a party, but if you're just, you know, practicing, You're just playing your piano, you know, to, you know, by yourself, or you're playing your flute, or whatever, by yourself. Then he thought that that's not not nechal. Well, then, oh, so then, okay, so now we added on nesuin, tesparas, rikudim mecholas, shalushus. Klizemer. Now comes the Yosef Ometz on page 30. And adds another thing to the what. Isig Yiluach Ulevishus Malbushim Chadoshim. A new thing. Wearing new clothing. That we never saw anywhere. So he says that's part of the Minhag Sfira. And in the Leket Yosher on page 31, he says, Mutter Ba'ostrech Liktos Bega Chadosh Balag Ba'omer. And a Lag Ba'omer, you can get a new clothing. But it's mashma that the rest of the time not. And page 33, Sefer Minhag Tov. Minhag Tov, the name of the Sefer is Minhag Tov. I guess because every line starts with Minhag Tov. So he named the Sefer Minhag Tov. It's a good name for a Sefer. Minhag Tov, lo shalo stapir v'lo l'kanech sus, v'shum dover chadash. In other words, not to do any new thing from Pesach to Shavuos. Why? L'chaver Hasidim v'atmimim v'yishayim shematzu nafsham akudush u'tzashem. There was, in memory of the Crusades, people who died at the time of the Crusades, died during this time. Right, one second. Right, during that period. And that's why the minig is that we say avarachimim, even on Shabbos Mevarchim, which we normally don't. But in Sfira, right, we do. So this is a third thing of the why. Of the why. Meaning we said why. So we said the Talmidei Rebbe Kiva. Then we said it's a Zman Din even without the Talmidei Rebbe Kiva. And now we have a third thing that of the death of the Jews at the time of the Crusades. And that is what? It's the reason why some people have the minhag not to get new clothing or that. But the pashtus, like Rabbi Badi said to me, pashtus is that unless you have that family minhag, and one of the Balabatim said when we were in Linden that maybe that was only for the people from, you know, the Rhineland, who were directly descendants of those people had that minhag. But it's not really part of. So a lot of people ask me, could they get a suit? They're getting married after this. Could they get that? So as Rabbi Vadi pointed out, pashtus is, if you don't have this minhag, then you can go ahead and buy new clothing. It's interesting, Rabbi Berger was just telling me, somebody asked him a question. They were away out of town for Pesach, and they wanted to know, in the beginning of Sfira, could they, during Chol Hamoed, could they go shopping for new clothing? So Rav Berg said to me, you see, they were asking Al Tzvira, but Al Tzvira Pash is not a problem. The problem is more Al Silchas Chol Hamoed. That's the real issue they should have been asking. Okay, so Bekitzer, so we now covered the three whys and the five whats. The three whys are again, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, Zman Din, and Crusades. The Watts are Tesporus, Nesuin, and Kudim Ucholos, Klizemer, and Begadim Chashdoshim, according to some, the five Watts.
Is it all types of new clothes, like shoes or a black hat or something like that?
Right, but it's only, again, it's only for the ones that... But this farm, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, it's more clothing and things like that. Mustamba, the people who would apply to a mustamba to a hat too. Okay, now, yeah.
What if you only clothes that you say should
be? I can't hear you.
What if you clothes that you say should be?
No.
T-shirt.
No, but it's not a din in Shechiyanu. It's a, I mean, again, most people, as Rav Avadi pointed out, most people don't have this minhag. You understand? So if you have the minhag, it's a din of, you know, in respect to the people who died in that time. Yaakov?
Said playing an instrument by oneself is mutter. So what if a person is listening to music by himself? Is that mutter as well? Just listening to
Yeah, I didn't ask him, but he's listening. Stamma should be. Could be it's the same. I'll try to verify that, but it could be it's the same. Okay, now let's look at the famous Truvas Radvaz on page 19. So he says a couple of things. We're not going to read everything. Take a look at the second column. The first word on the line is Tfei. Tfei. Middle of the line. Ubar midain anira isi kama kihilos shalonogu minag ze klal umastaprim b'chol shavua kefimin hogam l'kovet Shabbos. So this is really the earliest source of shaving for Shabbos. Kevin she'ein ze kavua b'chol Yisrael. And he thinks maybe even Rosh Chodesh is. And then he says that they could do with L'Kovet Shabbos. And then he says a bigger Kiddush, which I don't think anyone really follows. And that he says is Kevin Shemashon Ogul Lo Shonisu Noshim Alak Ba'om Azman Sheisham. Rav Shecht always says you should be able to shave for Shabbos because you can't have a minhag not to do a halacha, and if you know shaving for Shabbos is a din, so how can you have a minhag not to do a din? So what's the answer to that question? It needs to. By definition, but how could? Question is, how could they have had such a minhag? No, but a minhag usually is not going against the halacha. Oh. Yeah.
Maybe you could answer that shaving is an aspect of Kavod Shabbos, but is one being mevatel an essay by not shaving? It's a means with which to be mekayim.
Right. So if you don't shave, you don't look nice on Shabbos. So that's sort of a bittel of Kavod Shabbos. So how can you have such a minhag? That was his claim. That's
people
his claim.
Have beards,
well, people no. If you have a regular beard already, so that's that. But in other words, if you're in the middle, it has to grow within. It has to grow within a week, or else. Then, so he wants to say. If a person, and this a big kula, we don't follow this kula. If you weren't Makayim Peru Revu yet, so then you can get married during Sfira. For the same reason. That it was just like we learned in Hilchas Avelus, that if somebody, normally you're not supposed to get married during Shloshim, but if you weren't Makayim Peru Revu yet, you can get married during Shloshim. So the Radvaz says that there's a Sfar to say that. Just like a person can't get married during Shloshim, but if Loki and Peruvu we can, so who had Dinami, you get married during Shloshim if you weren't, you know, Mekayim Peruvu yet. Okay, that, you know, then every Bachar will be able to get married during, you know. So that much we don't do. Yeah.
Is Why is it such a chiddush? Because over here it's a minhag and by shulchan it's more about a din. Why is it such a
It should be obvious. The pashas is because that was the minhag. The minhag was to be more stringent than the din. Because meiger din is mutter anyway, and afal pikein, they were knowing yisr, so whatever they knowing, they were knowing. Okay, now, okay, so we covered two thirds of the things. We covered the what, we covered the why. 5 watts, 3 whys, and now we have to cover what? The when. Now we cover the when. So it's like this. So we saw a little bit about the when. We saw that the Arizal, his when was the whole sphere, even Lag BaOmer. So let's see a little bit more about the when. So the Beis Yosef see with the Medrash. There is a Medrash. Let's find the Medrash. The Medrash says, let me see which page the Medrash is quoted on. Oh, take a look at the Beis Yosef on page 10 on the bottom. Second arrow. Hari Ibn Shuib. He's quoted from the Rebbe Shul. Rizal Shal Shamati Sheish B'Medrash Shemesu MiPesach Ad Pros HaAtzeres. That the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died from Pesach, meaning the second day of Pesach, till Pros HaAtzeres. Now, what does Pros HaAtzeres mean? Hu Tesvav Yom Kodem HaAtzeres. Because Pros is like a prusa, like a half a month. Prosach. So pros means 15 days. So it means like this. If sphere is 49 days and they stop dying 15 days before, so 39 minus 15 is 34. So this medrash holds that the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died starting the second day of Pesach for 34 days straight. So Memela, that is the sheet of the Mechaber. The sheet of the Mechaber is, it's funny because that there's nothing special about Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is a regular day. You have to keep 34 days of Avelus. And on the 34th day, we say Mitzvah Sayom Kukulo. And you can only shave on the 34th day. And there's nothing special about Lag BaOmer. And that's how the Mechaber says in Shulchan Aruch. Take a look. Page 13. Nogim shalolu staper ad lag ba'omer sha'omrim sha'az posku milamus. Ve'ein l'staper ad yom lamedal baboker. Elim ken chal yom lamed gimel ve'erev Shabbos. So, meaning if the 34th day is Shabbos, so you can't shave on Shabbos, so then you could shave on what? On Lag BaOmer. But generally, you can never shave on Lag BaOmer, because nothing happened to Lag BaOmer. Right? Nothing happened to Lag BaOmer. The Medrash says they died from Pesach and Pros Atzeret. Now this is interesting, like Rabbi Berger pointed out, because in the Bavli, it just says they died from Pesach to Shavuos. This Pros thing is this Medrash that Rabbi Yeshua ibn Shuib quotes. But that's the Minhag of Sfardim. And as Ravadi said to me, if you're a Sfardi, you have to keep this Minhag. There's no leeway. You have to keep this minhag the first 34 days, and then on day 34, that's when you shave. Yeah.
What's with the gears of the Shofar saying, no, you should start the Adlam Gimel, and he says, you need to start the Adlam Gimel.
Nogim shalol estaper ad lag baomer shomrim shaz poskim olamos. You shouldn't be mistaper until lamed gimel, meaning advad bechlal. And it's just a funny way of saying it. He's saying, but you can't shave until 34. Maybe because that's the famous day. Now, the Ramah says, "Hagah umedinas elu ein nogim kidvarav elam staprim belom lamed gimel ubarbim ktsas simcha." So the question is, what's the minhag of? See, many of us keep the first day and we stop in Lag BaOmer and then we're finished. So where's that come from? Manavchak. If you hold, you have to keep the whole sphere. If you hold, you have to keep the whole sphere like that Rizal, so there's no good. If you hold from the Medrash, so if you hold like the Pashas, the Bavli, it should be the whole sphere, right? That they would die. If you hold like what? Like what? Like the Medrash Pros, then you have to, then you can't do anything a Lag BaOmer. It's only the 34th. So what's this whole sheet about Lag BaOmer about? Oh. So the other shita is quoted in the Prima Godim, and that, let me see the earliest source that you could see who quotes that other Shita. So is the following. I'll show you inside in a second in the Beis Yosef, in the Prima Gonim, and the Maril. Yeah, take a look. The Maril has it. If you want to see the Lashon in the Maril, even though the Maril has a little bit different calculation, says the Maril, page 7. Second line. Amar Marie Segel. Avogav the Isa Bigmarad, the Talmud Rabbi Akiva Mesum and a Pesach at a Tzeres. He called Mogam Osim Yom Lam and Gimel Baomer Yom Simcha. Shum de Mesu Rak Hayomim She Omrim Bahem or She Ain Omrim Bahem. Oh, I'm sorry. Mesu Rak Yomim She Omrim Bahem Tchina. Was the only time that they died. So it was they died, the Bavli's right. They died during the whole 49-day period. But you know what? Any day that you don't say Tachanun, they didn't die. Any day that you don't say Tachanun, they didn't die. So let's make a calculation. So you have 6 days, you have how many days of Pesach? 7 days left of Pesach. You have, because we're starting on the second day of Pesach, so you have 7 days left of Pesach. You have 3 days of Rosh Chodesh, because you have 2 days of Iyar and 1 day of Sivan. So that's 7 and 3 is what? 10. Okay, but that's, yeah. Then you have what? Six Shabbosim. That's 16. So 49 minus 16 is 33. So Memela, you have to keep 33 days. So now, the shaila is, how do you keep the 33? So now there are different minhagim how to keep the 33. So one minhag, so basically, the way Rav Moshe explains this, is the 34 days means they died straight, these 34 days. 33 days doesn't mean that they died these 33 days. They died 33 days amongst the 49, and now we're doing a zecher, we'll choose any 33 days. But not, so if we keep the first 33, it's not because they died these 33 days. They died 33 days throughout the 49. It's just they didn't die on days that you say Tachanun. So Memela, so if you start from the second day of Pesach, that's why you end on Lag BaOmer. But not that anything happened on Lag BaOmer. It's just, that's one way of doing 33. Another way of doing 33 is to start on Beis Iyar and then go after Rosh Chodesh and do 33 days till Erev Shavuos. That's another way of doing 33. Or another way of doing 33 is to start on Rosh Chodesh Iyar and then end by the Shalosh Yimei Hagbalah. That's another way of doing 33. But all these different ways of doing 33 are not saying that they died these 33 days. It's just a zeche. So the 34 days is very glatt. It's just these 34 days. That's when they died, so that's when we have the avails. But the minute of 33 days is what? Is a totally different idea. Is that the 33 random days. And now, the different menhagim had to do the 33 days. Either we're going to start on the second day, and that seems to be the Pashut Pshat. I mean, if you hold from the Medrash of Prus Atzeres, so that's 34, and these are the 34. So the days that we're not Mestaper are the days they died. But if we hold that you do the first 33, then it's not pshat that these are the days that they died. It's that we make a calculation if they're 49 days and they didn't die in the days that we only died in the days that you say Tachanun, so the 16 days that you don't, so 49 minus 16 is 33. Oh, 1 second. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein dug up an interesting gra. And that is, there's a sheet in the gra try to find the graph. Page 13. I would have never seen this graph. It's three lines to the bottom, the Baal Maskil Marbim. That's where Berger pointed out. And this I didn't say over the Marbim, this is going on the fact that Marbim Ktsas Simcha on Lag BaOmer. So Pashut Pshat in the Ramah is because if you hold, not that something happened on Lag BaOmer, but that's when we're ending the 33 days, so Marbim Ktsas Simcha. But the Gra has Kemosh Kosub Sof Tain Shabo Pasku may say Midbar. Whereas the Gra is making a tzushtel, just like the Gemara says in Tainis and Tuba of, the people who are supposed to die in the Midbar stop dying. So too, Lag BaOmer is the time they stop dying. So the Gra learns Pshat Lag BaOmer, similar to the Mechabers. In other words, it's just that the Mechaber held it's 34. The Ramah hills, it's 33, and those were the days that Taka, they were dying. Because the Pashup Shot in 33 is not the days they were dying. It's just the 33 days in which we just do a Zeche. But the Gra saying, no, the 33 days are the 33 days that they were dying. And that's when they stopped dying in Lag BaOmer. Which is became the, in Drush, that became the, like, oh, Lag BaOmer is special, they stopped dying. But the pashas is the Gra doesn't quote a mucker for that, and all the poskim always say the 33 is just a random 33. The Gra doesn't even quote a mucker. He just says, well, by the Mesa Midbar they stop, and that's a very important point to me, and that's what happened over here as well. Where does it say that they stop dying? You see, if you have the mention of pros ceres, so it says that. Well, where does it say that they stop dying a lot over? That doesn't say that. The whole idea of the 33 is based on the Maril and the Prima Gadim. And then the question is, once you have 33, how do you do the 33? So Rav Moshe Feinstein, one second, has a famous tshuva you can see inside about switching minhagim. So Rav Moshe wants to say like this. He quotes that the Bach holds the normal way, that the 33 is a random 33. So he wants to say that if you hold, you see, he says that the way people normally say it over is Rav Moshe holds you can always switch your minhag. So, but if you look carefully, Rav Moshe says like this, that the minhag of 34 and the minhag of 33 are very different minhagim. Because the minhag of 34 is that's when they die. The minhag of 33 is a random 33. So it's two, in other words, the minhag starting of Rosh Chodesh, no one holds, like Greg Berger said, no one holds they started dying on Rosh Chodesh. So what's the idea of Rosh Chodesh? Is since we have to do 33, this is a way of doing 33. So if that be the case, Rav Moshe says, that's totally different than the minhag of 34. Because the minhag of 34 is that's when they die. So Rav Moshe holds you can't switch from the Rosh Chodesh minhag to the 34 minhag, because that's a totally different minhag. Because it's a different lumbus. But to switch from the Rosh Chodesh minhag of 33 to the minhag of 33, he says, if you hold like the Gra, you can't do it. Because the Rosh Chodesh minhag is a random 33. And the what? And the Gra's version of the 33 starting from the beginning is what? Is that's when they die. So it's two different lumbus. But if you sumich on the Bach that the 33 of starting from the second day of Pesach is also a random thing, then you'll be able to switch from the Rosh Chodesh 33 to this 33. Because it's both, in other words, Rav Moshe holds that if you hold from the 33 random, then you could switch from one 33 random to another 33 random. But if you hold that from the minute of this is when they, that you keep when they actually die, then you can't do the random. Because those are two different blunders. But once you hold from the random, then one year you could choose this random 33, another year you could choose another random 33, etc. So bottom line is, Rav Moshe says you could be so much on the Bach that the 33 from the beginning is a what? Is a random 33. So Mamela, it's the same thing as the 33 of Rosh Chodesh. It's also a random 33. So that's why it makes good what Rav Abadi said to me, that if you're a Sparti, then you have to keep the first 34, which works in good with Rav Moshe, because then you're saying that the lumdus is that these are the days they die. So if you're holding that the Avelis is during the days they die, you can't then start with Rosh Chodesh, because what's Rosh Chodesh? Your minhag is to have avelos in the days they actually died. But if you hold, you don't have a veil for the days they died. You just have a veil as a lot. Of a random 33 days. So then one year you could choose these 33, another year choose these 33, etc.
My only question on that is on 26, Rav Moshe talks about if you're going to a chasana and whether you should shave. He says, if you're not embarrassed, don't shave. And if Rav Moshe is so into just switching menagim, why does he say, so shave and switch?
Well, there are two things. It could be that you're not mechuyev to. In other words, there's no. Things like this. If in other words, to shave, or you don't have to. You can go to the wedding and not shave. In other words, you're still keeping. Since he's doing it beheta, you're allowed to go. Now, if you don't have to switch your minhag because he made a wedding. You keep your minhag whenever, and he made a wedding, you could still go. If you want to get married that during that time, and then you can switch your minhag to get married, for yourself to get married. But to be at somebody else's wedding.
And would the grub be like the Chuvus Hagoinim that we saw?
Meaning what?
The Chuvus Hagoinim said, right, if he has a shayla, if you can get married, so you, that lag boimer, that.
So again, so you have a fundamental machlokus, what happened to lag boimer? According to the Machaber, nothing happened to lag boimer. And according to the Pashuk Pshat in the Ramah, also nothing happened to lag boimer. Only according to the gross pshat in Lag BaOmer, they stop going in Lag BaOmer. And that's. So Rav Moshe says, if that's the pshat in Ramah, like the Gra, then you can't switch from the Rosh Chodesh minute to this minute, because those are two different lumps. You can only do it if you assume that the first 33 days is a random 33 days, so then Rosh Chodesh is also random 32. Then you could. Then you could go from 133, and then you could do another 33, etc.
But he's assuming the Ramah holds like the Bach, right?
Rav Moshe says you can rely that the Ramah holds like the Bach, that it's a random. It's only the Gra who makes this, and it's amazing how Rav Moshe saw that Gra. You know, Rav Moshe had three words, the Gra said a tremendous thing, that he makes a comparison between Tu B'Av and Lag BaOmer. It's such a, how he saw that. What?
He saw the Messiah, that everyone was in Samaria at the line over. It says that's a shot behind the
right. But it's interesting that the Gra doesn't quote a mocker for this. It's interesting, yeah, just.
If you go to a wedding of someone that's not holding yet in the over, so what about music and dancing?
Right, so since for him he's doing it beheter, so then you could mishtatif. Yeah, because he's doing it beheter. So I think Rabbi Yadi pointed out to me, it says in the Ramosha's Truva someplace, it ends in, because we're not going to find this guy that, you know, he made a wedding, and for him it's mutter, so now only three people could dance. Right, and anyway, so this mitzvah, you don't even need that, right? Because Sudas mitzvah including the mechola, like we said for Rambani and the Magen Avraham, and it's a Sudas mitzvah. So Sudas mitzvah including the mechola, so that please Zemer's mutter anyway. Because even, you know what I mean?
If nobody seems to mention the concept of Shemar Yechayim, the Hilulas and stuff, how do you end up having people who the night of Lag BaOmer are having mecholas or rikudim and all this kind of stuff? If it seems to be Lekulei Alma, you can't do anything until half the day of Lag BaOmer.
Well, not half the day, until the morning.
Till the morning.
Right.
But everything happens at night.
In Meron.
Yeah.
Like
the entire
I'm going, it'll be nice as well. So should I go to Meron?
Yeah. It's amazing, but like, how is it?
Yeah, I don't know. There's too much crowds there. Yeah, you went? And people stay up the whole night.
Yeah, not
for me. What do they do? They shecht? What do they shecht?
Everything.
But is it like droves of people?
It's all of Israel.
And what's the people like? What's the singing and achdus? What is it?
It's not
good.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's awesome. But what do you do? Like, how are you allowed to do this?
There's so many things. The whole idea of waiting for the day is we say mitzvah yom kuchulo bayom. But there are Rishonim that say you can say mitzvah yom kuchulo even balayla. So maybe they rely on those opinions. Yeah. Right, they light it. You know, it's like the Beis Yosef says that you can't eat Sudas Purim balayla. It just means you can't eat in the dark. So if you light a fire, it's like, you know, oh, that's what Kirsch is. That's Kirsch's work. Yeah. Gil?
According to the Maharil, who says that they didn't
Now, Maharil has a different... If you look at the Maharil, he had calculates that you count seven Shabbosim. So the way he says it is that there were... the 7 days of Pesach, and then 3 days of Rosh Chodesh, and then seven Shabbos, so he has 17 days, so therefore he counts as 32 days, and then Lag BaOmer is because it's over. But you mean it's over, you mean not that they died those days, but if you keep 32 days and 33, it's because it's over. But the Lamai says it's six or it's seven, in terms of the year, it's six. So he has a different way of doing it, but it's all, totally different.
Why does he say? Why do we have to have it consecutive? They didn't die consecutively. Like, why don't we just keep 30 days and read? Why does it be consecutive?
No, we should just keep the days of random days.
I'm saying, like, why do they have to be 33 consecutive if people just didn't die? Yeah,
I guess because then people will lose. You make a minute. You want to make it easy for people. So you know, this block of time, that block of time, you're going to tell people, yeah, 2 days here, and then another 3 days here, 4 days here. I don't know what you're talking about. So you're right. Technically speaking, why don't we find a minhag just to do the... Maybe there is, I have to check. In other words, just do those days in the Hanami. The random days throughout the 39. What's
significant about
those are days of Simcha that you don't say Tachma. Right, because those are the Meidin, the times that they, Sam?
So maybe if you're holding with like the Rabat, maybe, right, and you're shaving on Erev Shabbos, so maybe those days wouldn't count in your 33, and then you should add maybe four more to those four Shabbos. Would that be possibly any thought, or I mean, it's very far out.
Right, you're saying that if you want to follow the Ravaz, maybe you should make up for them. Yeah. I don't know. The Ravaz, you see, we do at the end, like by Shiva, by Shlosha, people do at the end. Like this year, right, the post can bring down that you could shave already
Friday
for Lag BaOmer, which is the end. Once it's the end, so even though the end is really Sunday, but just down in the middle, Ravaz quotes it, but... Rav David Lifshitz thought that the answer to Rav Shakta's question was that it's not called Divil until 30 days. So therefore it's not considered that you were Nichnas L'Shabbos Manuvel. Even though it looks on camp, but that's not called Nivul by definition, is only 30 days. And Rabbi Harari had some chiddush on that, I forget what he said. He had some good chah based on that. Of why we shave a Lag BaOmer, because that's this way you'll never have Shabbos for 30 days.
No, but
Cholamoy,
right?
I'll ask him his chap. He had some chap. I'll tell it over you to tomorrow. He had some chap. But that was just Rav David Lifshitz's yishuv to Rav Shakta's taina of how you could not shave for Shabbos.
What
is Shloshim Hagbala? So Shloshim Hagbala is only mutter if you hold...
What is it?
3 days before Shavuos, we got ready for Matan Torah. So the question is, so if you hold that you start on the beginning, you start the Avelis on beginning of Rosh Chodesh, so then you could already, it ends the first day of the Shulah Shimei Hagbalah, and so therefore you could shave and get married during the Shulah Shimei Hagbalah.
According to Moshe, Svari had switched to Ashkenazi practice.
Right.
But could an Ashkenazi, let's say, switch to Svari because like, the longest hair is in a way a better one, like it's straight? Can you switch from random to non-random?
Lamaisa, if you do 34, you did 33.
Right.
Right. If you did 34, you did 33. So, But it's like Rabbi said, basically, if you're Ashkenazi, you have all the leeway. If you're Sephardi, you should have to keep the 34. Okay, those are one on the Shabbaton. I mean, we said it over, maybe even clearer now. But it was a good Chazara, those that didn't hear it. And I think, one second, I think this is an area in Halakha that everyone knows something about, but very few people know everything about. Not that we covered everything, but... you know, it's a good thing to know what the Makor. So as I said, the what, the why, and the when. Okay, if you... Oh, so tomorrow, so what's for tomorrow, 11 o'clock, we have Chumash?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have the packet, the Chumash. And then, Rabosai, I want to remind everyone to sign up for Shavuos with Yoni Kirshner. I already made the packets for Shavuos. Bez Hashem, could be... famous packet on 2 days and 1 day in Eretz Yisrael, what you're supposed to do. And then the packet about Hachana for Shabbos Lachol and from Yom Tov Rishon to Yom Tov Sheni. So but please sign up. You'll have a great time, Ezra Shem and Shavuos. And it's the final Shabbaton of Yom Tov Ton of the year. So don't we say about